heard o' the false account? Hey, you heard o' the Keenlord's group? How they attain Balkan Munwally on Harrowby for to hang him up? And well, he had but 20 men, but 20 men as brave as he, false o' killed and ne'er the Kenmon ta'en, with 80 in his company. They led him through the little rack, and also through the Carlisle sands. They brought him into Carlisle Castle to be at my Lord Scroope's commands. My hands are tied, my tongue is free, and wha will dare this deed avow? I'll answer by the border law, I'll answer to the bald Buccleuch. Thou hod the tongue, the rank reva, there's ne'er a Scot shall set thee free. Before you cross my castle yet, I trow you shall take farewell of me. Beneath you that, my Lord Cornwally, by the faith of my body, Lord Scroope said, I'd ne'er yet lodged in a hostelry, but paid my lord afore I gave. The word is gained to the bulky park, and Branksome Hall where that he lay. Lord Scroope is ta'en the Kenmont Willy, atween the years on night and day. He's ta'en the table with his hand, he's got the red wine spring on high. Christ's curse on my head, he said, avenged of Lord Scroope I'll be. And they'd ta'en him Kenmont and Willy against the truce all for the time. Gotten at the Bald Buccleuch, his keeper here on the Scottish side. Where there war between the lands, as well I wot that there is need. Slight Carlisle Castle high, though it were built of marble stain. I would set the castle in a low, and smoking it way English blood. There's ne'er a man in Cumberland should ken what Carlisle Castle stood. But since the war's between the lands, and there is peace and peace will be, I'll ne'er harm English lad at last, and yet the Kenmon fleet shall be. He's called the 40 marchmen bald, for kinsmen tae the bald Buccleuch, the spur and heel and splint and spall, and gloves of green and feathers blue. There were 5 and 5 and 4 them all, wi' hands and horns and bugles brecht. 5 and 5 came wi' Buccleuch, like Warden's men are rate for fight. Then on we held for Carlisle toon, at Staneshaw bank the Eden we crossed. The water was great and meekle a spade, but ne'er a horse nor man we lost. And when we left the Staneshaw bank, the wind began to loud to blow. It was wind and weet and fire and sleet, when we came beneath the castle wall. He stayed the watchman by the throat, and flung him down upon the lead. There there been peace between the lands, upon the outside thousand years. When we come to the Lord prison, where Willie or Kenmon he did lie, or sleep your wake, ye Kenmon and Willie, upon the barn that now stood die. Oh, what sleeps off from now we come, it's lang since sleeping was fight for me. He must serve us back to my wife and bairns, and all good fellas that's fear for me. Red Rowan has hent him up, the starkest man in Teviotdale. By the bide now, Red Rowan, I love my Lord Scroope, I take farewell. Farewell, my good Lord Scroope, my good Lord Scroope, farewell he cried. I'll pay you for my lodge and mail, when first we meet on the border side. Then shoulder high, with shouts and cry, we pour him down the ladder line. Every stride when Rowan made, I want the Kenmon search play far. For bodies of time, quote Kenmon and Willie had ridden a horse bait, wild wood, a rougher beast than the Red Rowan, I ween my legs had ne'er bestowed. Scarce upon the Staneshaw bank, when now the Carlisle bells are rung, losing men with horse and boot, him way the keen Lord Scroope alarm. Buccleuch turned to the Eden water, keen when the flood be banked he brim. He's plunged in we all his merry band, and saved the span them through the stream. He's thrown them on the other side, and that Lord Scroope his glove on me. If you bring him a visit in merry England, in fair Scotland come visit me. All sorts astonished stood Lord Scroope. He stood as still as rock of stone. He scarcely dared look through his eyes and through the water they had been. He's eyeing of himself a double free hell, or else his mother a witch one be. I wouldn't have ridden that one, what's a far rather go than Christian.